This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
And here we are, The Adam Ritz Show. We're talking public affairs. I'm your host, Adam Ritz, and Jay Baker in studio with me. Hey, Jay, how are you?
I am doing great, Adam. I love being in studio.
We are ready to talk charity work and foundations with a little bit of an NFL twist this week with the big game on Sunday. So I thought I'd touch on the NFL Man of the Year. And if you're not familiar with this award, I know you are, Jay, but for our listeners that aren't, each team in the NFL has a member who is considered for this award, the NFL Man of the Year. Most NFL teams, all of them have most of their players that have a charity or foundation. Definitely the starters. Usually it is something that is dear to their heart, maybe in their hometown, or some issue that they've had to deal with their own family or their own health. And this year, I wanted to touch on two specific gentlemen in the NFL and what their charities are. There's 32 teams, and there's 32 gentlemen nominated for this award.
Right.
The NFL Honors is an award show that will happen during the week of the Super Bowl, and we are recording our show before that broadcast, so we don't know who's going to win this award. At the airing of the show, we will know. So what I want to do is just talk about the gentlemen on the teams that lost in the championship games that aren't going to play in the NFL. So I'm talking about the Buffalo Bills, or the
right.
Super Bowl, rather. The Buffalo Bills and the Washington Commanders. Might as well mention that the teams that are in the big game, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, their nominees are Travis Kelce from the Chiefs,
okay.
His charity and his charity work, and then from the Eagles, Brandon Graham. So since those two guys are going to get a lot of attention this weekend, one of them's going to get a ring. We'll
yeah.
feature the two gentlemen that almost made it to the big game that got beat by the Eagles and the Chiefs, and that is the Buffalo Bills and the Washington Commanders. So for the Bills, their nominee is Deion Dawkins, and his charity is called Deion's Dreamers. And from the Washington Commanders, it's Bobby Wagner, and his charity is called the Time for Change Foundation. Now, the thing that always that I like about this NFL Man of the Year charity contest, I guess, is that these aren't household names. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't know who Bobby Wagner is. Do you?
No, not at all. I mean, while they are NFL stars, unless they play on your team, you sometimes would say, I've never heard of that
yeah,
guy.
And I apologize to the Commanders fans listening if he's one of your favorite players. I'm a pretty big football fan, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And I will admit, probably college football more than pro. But I still, every Sunday, I watch my team, and
right.
I keep up with the scores and the stars. And it's easy to keep up with the stars. And I don't play fantasy football. I don't get into that minutia of every player. So I'm not familiar with Bobby Wagner, but he's done enough work off the field with his foundation that he has been nominated for the NFL Man of the Year from the Washington Commanders. I'll tell you about his charity in a second. Deion Dawkins from the Buffalo Bills, his charity is called Deion's Dreamers. And Deion Dawkins, like, I'm trying to think, do I know who this guy is? Because, again, these aren't necessarily household names. They don't all have to be Travis Kelce's, or I know from the Buccaneers it's Mike Evans, who is a
right.
record-setting wide receiver who's been in the league for over a decade. I absolutely know Mike Evans. So Deion Dawkins, I'm trying to kid myself into thinking I know him just because that name is so good. It's such a great professional athlete name, Deion Dawkins. Is that a player you know?
I do not, but it sounds like a player you should know, yes.
And I, you know, I'm I'm old school. I'm thinking of Daryl Dawkins, maybe the one of the big men in the NBA that used to break the backboards.
It was funny you said that because I thought maybe this is an NBA thing and we're not following. Yeah.
I mean, a true sports fan might be screaming at the radio right now saying, Deion Dawkins is Daryl Dawkins' grandson. Of course he is. So anyway, Deion Dawkins' charity, Deion's Dreamers. Let me tell you about it. It's deionsdreamers.org is the website where you can go learn more and donate. There's a click to donate button right there on the website. It's the official foundation of NFL Buffalo Bills star Deion Dawkins. Deion's Dreamers was founded with the goal of providing mentorship and support to young men and women in undeserved communities, as well as those in a place of mental, financial, or physical hardship. And his work with that foundation has him up for NFL Man of the Year. Now, Bobby Wagner's foundation, Time for Change, assists homeless individuals and families, including women, children, and men, to achieve self-sufficiency by providing housing and necessary supportive services. So hats off to Bobby Wagner from the Commanders and Deion Dawkins from the Bills for their work off the field to make this planet a better place.
And I think that is great.
And I'm going to feel really good if we find out that one of these two gentlemen did win the NFL Man of the Year.
It'd be so cool. You know, we record this show in the great Midwest, and we are surrounded by NFL franchises. We have that luxury around here. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I found very refreshing when we first started doing this show is there was a gentleman that played for the Indianapolis Colts, first-year rookie. He's already doing philanthropic work within his community. He had teamed with a local hospital and was getting support for people who visited that hospital and didn't have the means to stay overnight, much like the Ronald McDonald House. But he had created his own charity, and I thought that was amazing. And he only played for the Colts, and not knowing his name makes me a bad guy here. He only played for the Colts for 2 or 3 years, but his foundation still doing work in the greater Indianapolis area. And that's what's so cool about NFL players. People pay attention. You and I both know when an NFL player walks into a room, a guy who's 6'7", you know, 275, not an ounce of fat, you go, I'm going to pay attention to that guy. And I think it's always great when they use their name and their team and their fame to do something positive. And that's why the NFL Man of the Year intrigues me as well, because it's another side of the NFL. Unfortunately, we get the seamy side because down the street from us, the Cincinnati Bengals always used to have famous players that would go out and drive 120 miles per hour out on the interstate. Wah, wah, not a good look.
Yeah.
But yet we're finding guys that will create a foundation, which I think is outstanding.
You say the seamy side. It is those headlines. There's a lot of negative attention and bad headlines when one person does something that is bad. Break a law, make a bad decision, do something embarrassing on social media. Those headlines, unfortunately, get 1,000 times more views and attention than, say, a player who's not a household name that has a foundation that's helping kids in his community. So we certainly like to highlight those more positive, good stories of the NFL player, of all professional athletes and all the good work they do.
And it just hit me, I believe, and I could be incorrect about this, isn't the NFL Man of the Year Award named after Walter Payton?
That is, in fact, correct.
See?
Yes, it's the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
I knew there was a name in there, and it was driving me crazy, but Walter Payton was a gentleman who was deceased, a famous running back, I think, for the Chicago Bears. Is that accurate?
Are you playing? Yeah, you know it.
Was it the Bears?
I know you know that.
Well, I don't know. I still go by the movie Brian song. You know what I mean? Gale Sayers.
That is old school.
Old school. But I thought that was outstanding that Walter Payton did so much for the community and then had the award named after him. And you're right. It's great to give NFL players an incentive, I think, to do good things within their community, because you and I know how cool, but also how tough. These guys come into the NFL as young men, and they're showered with attention, and they're showered oftentimes with money. And you and I know that's sadly a recipe, fame and money.
It's a recipe for disaster.
It's a recipe for potential disaster. So when these young players make a conscious decision, I'm going to do a charity of some type. And as you said, it oftentimes involves children or those in need, or, you know, people that are facing hospitalization. Who was the player that was so injured? Remember, it was one of the famous night games, Monday night or Thursday night football, where he was left on the field. And if there hadn't been intervention from the training staff, he would have passed away on the field. And then he had received so much money that his foundation was able to give a tremendous amount to charity.
Darrell Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills.
From the Bills, yeah. And that's another great story that, A, he's still alive, and, B, that he was able to give so much money to charity.
Well, we'll find out. Maybe we'll do a follow-up report on who actually won the NFL Man of the Year, the Walter Payton Award. It actually is a trophy in the shape of Walter. It's a little—
Isn't that cool?
It's a little statuette, maybe, you know, 12 inches tall.
I love that.
So what a great thing to put on your mantle at home.
Yeah.
What's that little— Is that a Star Wars figure? Who is that, Yoda? No, it's Sweetness.
It's Walter.
It's Walter Payton.
Absolutely, no, that's outstanding.
And we will highlight whoever won it. We'll tell you about their foundation work, too.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is, like you said, most people that are listening, the big game is going to be tonight. So
that's right.
So you and I are not loaded up on chicken wings and— tortilla chips.
Not yet. Not yet. In fact, Melissa and I were just talking yesterday about our menu and what we're going to do. We're not going to a Super Bowl party.
Good.
Not even going to have a friend over to watch it. It's just going to be us two on the couch with a family room full of food. And we're starting to design our menu right now. I think we're going to go for a nacho bar. We're going to make a nacho bar. So what are you doing? What's your snack?
Well, we're going to be at home, and it's like you said, my wife usually just orders her favorite to-go food. We kind of stopped going to the big parties a few years ago, mostly because you just always felt like, you know, we've always talked on the show, A, moderation, and that's impossible in a social setting. And then B, you never want to be in a situation where you might be a little tipsy. You drive home, you endanger yourself and others. So we've kind of been home buddies the last 4 or 5 years. But we usually get, you know, like some way over the top sushi and extra stuff. And my wife, you got to put her in charge of ordering anything, because she'll go crazy. You know, once she sees the word a la carte, all bets are off. And then she'll go, yeah, that was $175 food delivery. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
What? That's, you know, back in the day, that was a week's salary for a disc jockey, you know. So we'll probably do that. She loves the commercials. I do, too. I always love the halftime show. And you and I know there's always some silly thing that goes along with it. You know, it's like, oh, the halftime show is going to feature these guys. You know what they're going to do, don't you?
Yeah.
Someone's going to come out with no pants on. Okay.
Right. Yeah, there'll be some controversy.
Sure, there always is.
They're trying to go viral. Here's my advice if you are into the commercials and into the halftime show. That usually means that you are pausing and rewinding to watch that funny commercial again.
Yes.
Or let's say somebody was talking when the commercial was on, you rewind to watch it again, or you ran upstairs to get another soda or beverage and you come back and you miss the commercial, you rewind. There are plenty of opportunities to not be watching the game live as it's happening by the end of the game. So be careful not to flippantly look through social media. You go to X, you get on hashtag Super Bowl just because you're just curious what people are saying.
You're curious,
and
yeah.
All of a sudden, you see a post that says, "Can't believe the Eagles won on that last second play."
You do and you're not like, want to see that.
Oh my gosh, I didn't, because you didn't realize you're not watching the game live because you paused and rewound so many times. So that's my advice. I'm speaking from experience.
So you are correct.
This happened to me, although it wasn't me that looked at the social media, but it was several years ago. It was the last time the Steelers won the Super Bowl with Ben Roethlisberger, and there was some amazing catch. Tiptoe sideline dance to make the catch in the end zone for the game-winning touchdown, and we had paused the game so many times and rewound that we weren't live, and somebody in the room, flippantly not realizing, and they weren't a huge football fan, said, "Oh my God, the Steelers won." And I looked at this person and said, "You've got to be kidding me. I've watched this. We've been watching this game for 4 hours. And you just blew it.
You just ruined it for me."
So there's my social media advice. If you pause and rewind the game, just realize you are not watching it in real time.
Also realize that, speaking of moderation, you want to be careful with your NFL gambling because this is the game, of course, that nets the most number of sports bets, including one of my favorite categories I'm terrible at, so I purposely do not participate, but the prop bet, the proposition bet,
yep,
where you can bet the over-under on how long the national anthem will be. There was even one whether Bum Phillips, who was an old NFL coach, he was there on a reunion for the Texans, and they said, "Will Bum Phillips have his hat on, yes or no?" Because he famously always wore a cowboy hat unless he played in an indoor stadium. They were taking sports bet action on whether an old coach would wear his hat or not. That shows you the power of the prop bet. You know, the big prop bet will be over under. How many times will they either say Taylor Swift or show Taylor Swift?
Is that a prop bet this year?
Almost always is. Now, you know, Taylor may or may not be at the game.
Well, then the under looks good.
Well, and you know, I'm far, far, far removed from Swift Nation, but the Swifties, if you will. But, you know, every year it's like, when are those two getting married? Oh, look, she seems so happy. Oh, if they break up, she'll write a bad song about Travis. You know, it's all that and so much right. more. It has garnered so much attention to the point where, you know, the real NFL fan gets mad. But my feeling is, in general, you can't talk enough about these big games. Why mm-hmm. should it bother anybody, you know? I would just say I would even find an entertaining vendor and focus in on him and have fun with it, you know?
Well, here's my challenge to the NFL producers. I don't mind when they show her. I know a lot of
right.
pure fans get mad that they're wasting time during the game to show this person in the suite. All I ask is, I would love if they showed her after Jason Kelce dropped a pass or got an offsides or a penalty. Because they only show her when he does something good.
Right.
And she's, you know, she's excited and high-fiving Travis Kelce's mom, and they're hugging and kissing in the suite in the press box. I want to see her face when Travis Kelce drops the game-winning touchdown. Oh, am I a bad person?
No, you're not at all. That's why it's so funny you said that, because when they cut away to these suites, and it's like the owner's suite or the VIP suite,
uh-huh.
everyone is relatively well-behaved. If it were you and I 30 years ago, they'd cut away. We're back cutting in the beer line, pushing a guy out of the way to get more hot wings. That's what I want to see, is
yeah.
boorish behavior in the owner's box. Hey, I'm Jay Baker. Move over, Rover. I got to get some food.
Open bar. Jay Baker's here in
Jay
the
Baker,
suite.
Jay Baker, open bar.
Turn the cameras off. You know,
yeah, that's what I want to see.
They even had three or four games ago, they had oh my gosh, I'm blanking on her name. She's the world's most famous person right now. She's a professional basketball player.
Oh, from Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark. Thank yes. you so much for helping me out with
They just retired her jersey.
With the name yeah. of the most famous person on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So they retired her jersey at the University of Iowa. And she is a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan because there's no professional NFL team in Iowa.
I did not know that.
So a lot of people in Iowa are Chiefs fans. That's one of the nearest teams. And
okay.
Obviously, you want to cheer for a winner. They've just won the last two Super Bowls. So she's
You're cheering for Kansas City because you are in Iowa, and there's nothing to cheer for but corn, but go on.
Correct.
Have I ruined all of our affiliates?
Not at all. They're saying, that's right, Mr. Baker. You've hit the nail
so
on the
much.
Head.
But anyway, yeah. So she's a big Chiefs fan.
So a couple of games, when they honored her with retiring her jersey at the University of Iowa, she went to the Chiefs game and sat in the booth, in the suite with Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I'm watching the Chiefs game, and they cut away, and it's like, there's Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark. It's just kind of cool.
You got two like internationally famous people. They're just hanging out.
So many followers on their Instagram
Isn't that cool?
accounts right there, and those
yeah.
two people. And I couldn't remember her name.
No,
but I did
amazing.
Know Taylor Swift. What's that tell you about me?
No, but that's cool. And I'm impressed with the Caitlin Clark thing once again. You know, we get to live here in the great Midwest and enjoy all the Caitlin Clark pandemonium because she is an amazing player. I thought it was great at the basketball arena she played in Iowa. She made some outrageous, you know, almost like when you're playing horse with some friends, three-pointer, you know, like almost from outside their arena.
Uh-huh.
And they put a little dot on the floor, you know, it said, here's where Caitlin hit the shot. So if you think about it, you can just walk right up there, stand on the dot and go, she hit from out here.
Yeah, it's that far away.
Well, it's just amazing. I mean, an athlete is an athlete is an athlete. And she was such a game changer. We got an opportunity, obviously, to see her play in Indianapolis. But, you know, to have that kind of impact, and she's a rookie. Once again, you're young. And, you know, you're in your early 20s. You don't know what impact you're going to have.
I just saw her do a Children's Hospital commercial with Peyton Manning.
She's great.
She's everywhere.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark. I got to remember that name.
Well, here's what's funny about what you just said. The weird things stick in my brain and other things are just gone. I knew that it was the NFL Man of the Year award, but I was going, Peyton. Oh, yeah, Peyton Manning. Oh, no, it's not Peyton Manning. You know what I mean?
Oh, Walter Payton.
Walter. Because you don't think of many NFL guys named Walter.
No, that's not really Walter. Yeah,
tends to be more of a family name.
I mean, it's kind of like name anyone. In the past five decades of conversations with human beings, name the last person you talked to that was named Walter.
A famous Walter.
I don't know any Walters. Now
no,
that you bring
absolutely.
It up.
Hey, let's bring this to light. This is the big game weekend. Wanted to do some recognition stories real quick. We are always pleased when celebrities lend their name and their likeness and their efforts to help those in need. Dave Grohl is helping families with the ongoing wildfires in the Los Angeles area. He is helping several LA-based charities. Many of those organizations were in the process of packing dinners for displaced families, as well as supporting Los Angeles families and firefighters. So good news to Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, while also Beyonce's, I'll say this wrong, the Beyonce Baygood Foundation and Sony Music Group have made big donations to the LA wildfire victims. And, you know, we just had Fire Aid not too long ago,
right,
which was
yeah.
a huge concert and raised a lot of money. Also, how about this? Leonardo DiCaprio will donate $1 million for fire relief. He just made that announcement last week, saying his donation will support both urgent needs and post-fire recovery efforts. At least seven different organizations will receive parts of that $1 million, including resources to first responders, residents, and this is an interesting choice, animal shelters. A lot of great stories about pets that were rescued from the fire, reunited with their owners. There was a great story about one of the shelters in an incredibly affluent neighborhood, and I can't remember which one it was, perhaps the Malibu shelter for the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. And the dogs there were all were super happy because, you know, they've got designer blankets and, you know, they're getting bottled water. And the guy says, yeah, he goes, it's really weird. He goes, we've got everything we need. And he goes, it's a little crowded. But he goes, I think the animals think they're at a slumber party because they go to a kennel and there's two dogs in there. They're like, we're having fun. But I thought that was so great that, you know, they had all these amazing resources. And the guy said, we've appreciated everybody that's dropped off blankets and toys and everything. But he goes, we could use cash. We don't want to appear to be crass, but cash helps us now because then we can allocate our resources accordingly. Mm-hmm. So we do urge everyone that is so inclined, if you want to give to any aspect of the California wildfires, we always say double check on one of our favorite websites, charitynavigator.org. We'll let you know if you're giving your money to a legitimate charity and one that will use the money wisely to help those in LA.
And you mentioned Fire Aid, the benefit concert with nearly every celebrity that has sung a song. Their website is still live and taking donations with a click button on the top of the page. It is fireaidla.org if you'd like to donate today.
Absolutely. And we'll wrap up today's show with kind of an interesting note. The LA wildfires have sort of shed some light on this, but have you ever heard the phrase a go bag? Always a famous phrase in spy movies,
yeah.
But a go bag takes on some new practicality if you are in somewhere near a disaster and you have to exit your home.
Yeah, you mentioned go bag. The first thing I think of is the proverbial suitcase that is packed and by the front door when your wife is pregnant.
Yes, so that's a great example.
The split second, she says, I'm having the baby. The go bag is ready to go. And you just jump in the car and drive to the hospital.
And that way you're not the doofus that missed something and left something important at home. But what to pack in a go bag, this is from a number of disaster relief organizations. Number one, an LED flashlight. Number two, a personal hygiene kit, storage bags for clothes, an emergency blanket. You and I love the emergency blanket. It looks like you're wrapping up Pop-Tarts.
For sure. I love you. I have one in my car.
You got to love it. A survival whistle. You never think about that, but a whistle would be great. You're in some situation, you need to alert someone, a whistle.
Well, you know, if you've been floating around in the North Atlantic for a few hours after your cruise liner sinks, you're going to want that whistle to blow out loud for the rescuers.
Well, that's after your credit card is not accepted at the buffet and you find yourself floating around, what did you say, in the North Atlantic?
Well, like Rose from the film, you know, without the whistle, she is no longer with us.
If Leonardo had only laid on that wooden door, that wouldn't have happened.
A whistle.
Why did she throw that perfectly good necklace into the water? Who knows?
That was the most unrealistic part of the movie.
That and Bill Paxton seeming really serious. That ruined it for everyone, didn't it?
Having Bill Paxton in the movie.
In the movie ruined it for everyone. Okay, now let's get back to this. So you need a survival whistle because you're right. You could be in the North Atlantic like Rose. A first aid kit. Water, non-perishable foods, a backup battery, and pet foods and supplies because you're going to want to rescue Rover. Mm-hmm. I know my dog would be like, hey, don't forget about me.
Backup battery for your phone.
Yes.
Great idea. And always have maybe get one of those banks that you can just plug right into the wall. Have it plugged into the wall at all times anyway. So even in a non-emergency, I mean, there are times when the phone runs out.
Yep.
And you're going to wish you had some power. So great advice for the go bag. Jay Baker, thank you so much. I'm going to work on my go bag. I'm definitely going to fill it up with some non-perishable food, SpaghettiOs with a pull top,
yes.
With a pull top can. You can eat those SpaghettiOs right out of the can. drink it like a soda pop. All right, thank you for listening. If you want to hear this show again or any of our past shows in podcast form, they are on the website. You can find them right now, adamritzshow.com.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.